Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 4th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. In the next Windows update scheduled for April, Microsoft will remove Cortana's voice walkthroughs for clean installs of Windows 10 Pro, Enterprise, and Education editions. Users can choose to launch Cortana during setup if they want by pressing Win, Control, Enter, and Cortana will remain active by default in setup for Windows 10 Home. Reuters and Bloomberg both report seeing an internal memo from Huawei's corporate senior vice president, Chen Lifang, regarding a New Year's tweet sent from Huawei's official account that was posted from an iPhone. Lifang wrote that the tweet caused damage to the brand. Two employees will be demoted and have pay cut by 5,000 yuan a month, that's about $728 US, and one will see their pay rank frozen for 12 months. Apparently, a problem with VPN on a PC led to the employees using an iPhone with a foreign SIM card as a workaround. Twitter is blocked in China. The Los Angeles City Attorney has filed a lawsuit against IBM's The Weather Company, claiming its Weather Channel app uses personal data for targeted marketing and hedge fund analysis, among other things. The app uses location to deliver appropriate weather forecasts, but the suit claims IBM affiliates and other third parties receive that data as well, and IBM does not properly disclose this. IBM says its disclosures are fully appropriate, and it will defend them. Anonymous actors published on Twitter hundreds of documents of German politicians, celebrities, and journalists, including financial information, addresses, personal letters, copies of identity cards, and more. It is unclear if the information was leaked or obtained through some kind of breach or phishing scheme. Members of all political parties except the AfD were affected. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was among the victims, though documents related to her were not considered sensitive, things like her email address. Germany's cyber defense body BSI met to coordinate federal agencies' response. Asus announced four new Chrome OS devices, including a tablet targeted to the education market. The tablet has a thick rubberized chassis with a screen covered in tempered glass to stand up to kids. The laptops are also rugged with spill-proof keyboards and flexible hinges. One of the laptops has a 360-degree hinge. The other two have 180 degrees. D-Link announced its 5G NR Enhanced Gateway Home Router, meant to deliver Wi-Fi from a 5G wireless broadband source. D-Link says the router should deliver up to 2.8 gigabits per second and support both the sub-6 gigahertz and millimeter wave portions of the 5G standard. Pricing details weren't released, but the product should be available from carriers in the second half of 2019, according to D-Link. Dell announced the Latitude 7400 2-in-1. It has a 14-inch 1080p touchscreen and weighs 3 pounds. It uses Windows Hello for facial recognition and login and will automatically lock when it no longer sees your face. It runs on Intel's 8th generation quad-core CPUs and comes with up to 16 gigabytes of RAM. You can also choose to add gigabit LTE. LG announced new versions of the Styler black-tinted mirror glass door steam closet. It's the one that presses your pants and your shirts and eliminates odors. It's now compatible with Google Assistant. There's also a smart mirror coming from LG that will use AI to give you fashion advice and let you virtually try on clothing. Finally, ZDNet's Mary Jo Foley reports Microsoft is working on a project codenamed Bali that lets users control data collected about them. It's kind of similar to MIT Solid. The project is in private testing from Microsoft Research. Bali is apparently in its initial stage, helping users aggregate personal data from various websites and then be able to view it. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.